Blog Talk Radio.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respect. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Hey, 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 everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, this is Green Ideas, and welcome to our new show, John Dilley and the Hot Sauce Show. And today we welcome John Dilley, the CEO and founder of Defcon Sauces, to the Green Ideas Radio Network. Everybody knows
Howdy.
John and the Hot Sauce. Hey, hey, John, everybody knows you in the industry as Defcon Sauces. Welcome, welcome to the show, and we're so excited to have you on the Green Ideas Radio Network.
And we're glad to be back. Yes, that's why I'm back. I like the show. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't be here.
You once wasn't enough, right? You just had to have your own show, right?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, man.
As I was saying, you guys, he's got Defcon sauces, and you know him well if you've been involved in the hot sauce business, barbecue world. He's www.defconsauces.com, and we got together and we decided, hey, this guy needs to have his own show because there's a lot going on in the hot sauce world. So, John, welcome to the network. We appreciate you doing this and look forward to growing your show and having lots of people calling in about hot sauces and what have you. And by the way, speaking of calling in, if you want to talk to John on Ask Any Questions tonight, you can call in at 714-242-5272 and call in and ask any questions, and he'll try to answer them. And, John, I want to shut up because I'm so used to being a host, I have a hard time shutting up, but I'm going to turn this show over to you. It's all yours.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Well, welcome, everybody. I don't know how many people are out there. We're going to find out in a little bit. As you said, if you want to call in, give me a call. I'd be glad to talk about just about anything with dealing with chili, barbecue, and hot sauce. But, yeah, one thing I just want to say off the top of the morning here is there's a great event coming up this weekend in Somers, Connecticut, and it's run by Mike and Kat Friedman. It's an International Chili Society show, the ICS, extremely well known in the chili world, and it's going to be taking place in Somers, Connecticut this weekend from probably about, I'm going to say, yeah, somewhere at 11 to about 5 in the afternoon, and it's a fantastic show. There's going to be top grade chili guys, dozens and dozens of them. So if you want to come on down and sample some of the best chili in the area, come on down. It's the NERCC Chili Cook-Off. And if you want to check it out, it's www.chilicht.com. And just sign up and just check it out. It's just a lot of fun. I had to give a shout out because Mad Mike Friedman is one of my best friends in the industry. And this is probably, I think it's about our seventh year doing the show up there in Connecticut. And yeah, we're going to be having one of our death matches there too. I don't know, a lot of people are familiar with the DEFCON death matches, and they're just pure evil. And that's why I like them. And we actually had the death match, about a month ago in New York for the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, given by Steve Seabury. Thank you much, dude. But this stuff that we had served these people, 10 wings in 3 minutes, and these things were just salacious. And we're going to be serving the same stuff to probably 10 more people in Connecticut this coming weekend. So we had 4 people, or what do they call that, gastronomical reversal, as the Nathan's Hot Dog comes back up. But these guys, we had 4 guys actually lose their lunch after the match, so my day was complete. We're going to be doing another one of them, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I had to put the shout out for that, because Mad Mike and Kat, they are some really, really good friends, and we've been doing a show for so long, God, they feel like family. So anyway,
I didn't realize I was going to say something that, International Chili Society, ICS, I didn't know there was such a thing. How long has the International Chili Society been around?
Oh, that I don't know off the top of my head. I can do some fact checking on that. But actually, we are very good friends with the president of the Carol Hancock. She's a sweetheart, and she had seen us do one of our gigs, one of the death matches at Mike's gig in Connecticut about 2-3 years ago. And she pulled Mike aside and said, "I want that guy, that nut with the crazy costume on. I want him in West Virginia in Charleston for the World Championship cook-off." Well, I think the grand prize is like $25,000 or something like that. Hell, that's I'd do it. But anyway, she got us out there, and we had an absolute blast. And that was in Charleston, West Virginia. First time I ever been to West Virginia. And gas mileage, good night. The hills around there, and we had a cargo van. I'll tell you what, I kind of like the dollar a gallon days, but they kind of ended. But the ICS is huge. It's kind of like Kansas City Barbecue Society. I'm not gonna say it's as big, but it's very, very close, if not the same size. But we're well entrenched into the ICS with Carol and all those guys. So we support them as best we can.
Well, I wanted to have you give a lot. You were on our show a few weeks back. You kind of gave us a background on how you got into the hot sauce business and how you started it. And for those who may not know you, can you give kind of a background on how you started Def Con Sauces and how you got into hot sauce?
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, that's a story many of you guys have heard at different trade shows or appearances and stuff that we do. We had Super Bowl parties for 15, 20 years before the creation of Def Con itself. And we always had big Super Bowl parties, big to-dos. And I had wings that many years ago, and I kind of thought to myself, I could probably make something like this. And so I started there. I started experimenting in the kitchen. That's what the kitchens are for. And I came up with something that really didn't taste too good. First trial run. But over the years of tweaking here and tweaking there, I came up with something that, during the year, friends and family would come up and say, "John, could you whip me up a batch of that the wing sauce stuff? That stuff's good." Well, after a few years of that, over a couple of beers at one of the ale houses in South Orange, my buddy goes, "Why don't you start making this stuff? Start up a food company." And I looked at him and was like, "I'm a finance guy. What the hell do I know about a food company?" He goes, "Well, you're not going to know unless you try." Well, that put the bug into my head, and I'm like, "Damn it." So I went home with the idea and talked to the boss, and, "Honey, what do you think about this idea? What's it going to cost?" "Honey, I don't have a frickin' clue." And so we kind of flew blind, and we threw money and money and money at the legalities, formation of LLC, FDA approval, all that garbage you have to get done just to make all the bureaucrats happy. And so, 20 grand later, here we are. Now we got a company. Now what do we do with it? Well, then starts the ground pounding. I had a little teeny blue backpack, and loaded up little 4-ounce taster bottles of these wing sauces that I made, and start ground pounding. Take the train to, let's say, Hoboken, get off there and start hitting bar to bar to bar to restaurant. And man, that's one thing I learned quick. If you don't like rejection, don't get into the hot sauce industry. You got to have a spine, and you have to have a really, really thick skin to even think about, because you're gonna get 99% no's right off the bat. And get out of my store, you solicitor, all that crap. Well, persistence pays off, and we got into a couple of stores, and things were like, "Oh my God, people are actually buying our stuff." And then I never stopped, and I still haven't stopped. I'm constantly seeking out new markets and stuff like that to go into. And now we've got sales in all 50 states, and we're in sales in 32 countries. I mean, we've done something right. Part of it is me with all of my weird stuff, but it's also a good product. And if you got a crappy product, you're gonna know you got a crappy product because nobody's gonna want to carry you. So if you're about a year into it and you can't get one store to pick you up, you might want to think about maybe getting a desk job. But we just kept ground pounding, and all of a sudden we started hearing about these award things. Like there was one in Albuquerque, and that was the first one we ever went in. It was the Scovey Awards, and we heard about these things. We're this new kid on the block. Who the hell are we? And so we just decided, hey, what the heck? Maybe we'll get a ribbon or something. Well, first year we took first place, and that just put my whole mind into another atmosphere. And I was like, okay, Katie barred the door, ain't no stopping us now. And so I started running. I was like, man, we went first. We actually won a first and a third. And we just started kicking. And sleep is overrated. You got plenty of sleep when you're dead. So I did not sleep for weeks. I'm ground pounding. I am phone calling. I am emailing. I did not stop. Maggie thought I was insane. But we started getting into more and more stores. Well, then we heard about these Golden Chili Awards out of Texas. I think it was the year after, and we went into those, and we took a first place there. I'm like, okay, honey, we got some good stuff here. So, bam, we started just running and running, and all of a sudden we're getting into more and more stores. And, oh, my God, within, I think it was the first, after about 4 years, we seriously turned the corner in a major way financially with the company, and we've never looked back, which is it's kind of like a, you know, it's a success story, but it doesn't feel like it because the job's not done yet until we have total global dominance, which is down the road. It's a good business plan, but we'll stick to that little plan because I like it. But so we started winning these awards, and then we had this death match idea. And, you know, we had these, well, actually, before the death match was these, I come up with an idea, it's called a DEFCON Day. And what a DEFCON Day is, you get a local bar or restaurant, they would basically serve free wings for the afternoon. Now, people are like, oh, my God, well, what do you mean free? Who's buying it? I'm like, well, the restaurant just serves the wings dry, cooked nice and crispy, gives them to us. We have the chafing dishes out with all the different sauces, and we just give out free wings to the people for an afternoon. Well, it didn't really stick with very many places at first because the restaurants are like, well, I'm putting out a couple hundred pounds of wings for nothing. Then they started looking at the bar tabs. People were eating the hottest of the hot and drinking mass quantities of beer and booze. I mean, oh, my God. So they were making a killing. Well, these little DEFCON days have really taken off. And it's now one of our signature events. Now, we used to have one of these deathmatch things with the evil wings on them at these, but we don't really have them much anymore at the local places because our guests we're too well known now, and people are scared to death of these wings, so we can't get anybody even compete, which is fine by me. It makes my life easier. I don't have to worry about where I'm running around with a stopwatch and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's just that's the way it is. And then we started getting a little bit big for our britches, and we started diving into the corporate world. And that was an interesting one. We were actually the official wing sauce of the New Jersey Devils hockey team when they moved into the new Prudential Center in Newark. And we were there. We were the official wing sauce for them for 2 years. Well, that was, I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. Gave us a lot of cred while walking around the place. You know, you had access to everything. Okay, it was just a lot of fun. But the sign-up contracts were tens of thousands of dollars, and you got to sell a lot of hot sauce for tens of thousands of dollars at one venue, and it just didn't really add up. And we had also, about the same time, had gotten into Madison Square Garden as well, and we were actually in Madison Square Garden for, honey, what was that, about 4 or 5 years? Yeah, about 4 or 5 years. We weren't the official wing sauce of the Devils or the Rangers, rather, because I couldn't afford that. But we were in there for about 4 or 5 years, and I always thought it was really funny. You know, that you go to a Devils game when the Rangers are playing at Devils. We went to all the games, and you go out for a smoke break. And see a couple guys standing there with Ranger jerseys on. And I really didn't wear much Devil stuff at all. It was all DEFCON'd out. And I see these guys, hey, you guys Ranger fans? Rangers! I'm like, okay, good. You go to all the games? Every one of them, man. We go to every, we have season tickets. Blah, blah, blah. Well, that's awesome, man. Where do you guys meet inside? I heard there's a play-by-play bar. Dude, that's where we meet, man. I was like, I heard their wings are pretty good. Oh, dude, the wings are phenomenal. You're not going to get better wings. Blah, blah, all this stuff. Well, I take out of my back pocket a Devil's hat, and we go put it on, looked at him, was like, you know, that's kind of funny because that's my sauce. I make it. But you're a Devil's fan. It's like, that's absolutely correct. And every time you guys order some of my wings, I just sit back and go, eat me. Well, their faces just changed. It was fantastic. So we were there for about 4 or 5 years. And then they changed their menu around and stuff like that, so we're no longer with them. Who knows? It may come around again. But it was definitely a life experience being in a huge venue like that. I mean, Madison Square Garden, for God's sake. But so anyway, we are where we are, and we just we come out with a new product about once every year or two, and that's we've just been steadily rolling on like that. And it is just a lot of fun. My wife and I both have regular full time jobs. She works nights at a hospital, and I work days doing finance stuff. So it's like this is kind of something like a retirement fund that's actually starting to work. I mean, we were able to survive the big downfall of the economy for like the last, you know, 6-7 years, and hey, we're not looking back because we got money in the bank, and we're looking to just if one person doesn't know about us, well, they haven't heard about us yet. Well, I'm going to make sure they do, and that's kind of the game plan, and that's the game plan you have to have if you're even thinking about starting up some kind of like a hot sauce company. There is a saving grace to that where the American palate is changing by leap and bounds. and they're really getting experimental. I mean, look at the amount of Thai food and stuff like that, restaurants that have popped up nationwide, and compared to 10 years ago. It's amazing. And so people are starting to like the hot and spicy stuff, and they're getting very experimenting with it. And it makes us very happy because people ask me questions all the time about, you know, what kind of peppers do I use for this? What kind of peppers do I use for that? Well, I don't know all my peppers backwards and forwards, but I know the ones that I know, and I tell them this is what to do. And I go, 9 times out of 10, maybe 99 times out of 100, they come back, dude, that tasted awesome. Thank you so much. Well, it's all about – people are scared of peppers. Everybody's like, oh, what's the hottest thing? Whatever. Okay, you're going to have that faction, whatever. You know, we don't make stuff like that. We're flavor first. You know, there's no skill in making something hot. Add peppers to it. You got to make it taste good. And if it doesn't taste good, I'm not going to eat it. So that's where it comes from. And we will never have a product on our product line that I don't personally like, because how can I tell something's good if I can't stand it?
Well, the cool thing, too, I want to mention is that the neat thing is you've been successful and you've won, 20-plus international awards with your sauces. But the other part of it is you as an industry, the hot sauce industry, you want to make sure that everyone out there has a chance and to bring out their new product. That's what I like about that in this show, is what the plan is, to talk about the industry and also talk about guys who are also in the hot sauce business, because, you know, yes, yours is good, but you don't mind talking about everyone else that's out there in the hot sauce business. So can you kind of talk about a little bit more what your plans are for the show in the future and what you
want
to do with it?
I'm glad you said something like that, because that really does lead up to a very good point. When you do these big trade shows and stuff like that, even down to little farmers markets, the hot sauce industry as a whole, there's competition, whatever. There's always going to be competition. Two guys have a wing sauce, well, mine's better than yours, whatever. Thing is, though, the industry as a whole is one big family. Yeah, you got a couple of jerks sprinkled around, but for the most part, it's one huge happy family, and everybody wants to see the industry do better as a whole. So you gotta work with the other guy, and you'd be surprised at the camaraderie that builds up in a very short time at a trade show. I mean, friends that have never met before are now best friends, and they keep in contact with each other. I cannot tell you how many friends I've met in like the last 7, 8, 9 years we've been in business. It's been incredible, and I'm so happy to have them as my friends. And, you know, you don't see them every day. You'll see them at some shows. You'll see them. Some shows you won't. But when you do, it's like crack a beer, dude. we're hitting the bars. But that's how the industry is, and I love it. And because the hot sauce industry is growing by leaps and bounds. I don't know if anybody's been keeping track of this stuff, but it is soaring right now. And it's neat to see all these new companies coming in. Just out of the blue, bam, here's another company, bam, here's another company. Granted, all of them aren't going to make it. Well, that's just how life is. But there are some really good new products out there. I mean, case in point, we had I was just getting ready to get on the radio with you guys, and a guy popped up. His name is Patrick Tolbert. Out of the blue, this guy goes, hey, good luck with the show tonight. Bam, here he is. He's with, let's see, what do we got here? He's with Smoke Brand? Smoke Brand, the hot sauces. Now he just goes, hey man, would you mind mentioning me on the radio? Not at all, dude. That's what this show is about. That's what the industry is about. Everybody promotes each other. Just because I make wing sauce, well, I don't make his sauce, so I'll promote him because he has a barbecue sauce. I don't have a barbecue sauce. Now, that kind of thing, and that's how one hand washes the other in this industry. It's fantastic, and I've noticed that it grows and grows and grows. Like I said, you got a few jerks, but screw them. Overall, everybody's friends, and it's so cool. After a show, everybody kind of heads off to one of the little drinking holes, and yeah, you're talking about stories of some of the idiots you met today. You know, some of these people like, how do you make a pepper hot? I don't know. Send it to the equator. It's just stupid questions you get, but they're war stories, and it is so much fun to talk about what happened during the course of each person's day, because inevitably there's going to be one mindless drone walking around asking the most inane questions, and everybody got asked this the same question by this guy, and to hear everybody's responses is absolutely hilarious.
Well, that's the point of this whole show, and we want to make sure that if you're out there and you want to ask John tonight or anytime in the future when we do this show, if you want to ask any questions about the hot sauce business or anything, you can call in, and the number is 714-242-5272. John's here to answer your questions. I mean, he's been through the hard knocks of getting started, and it's a learning experience every day, and he doesn't mind sharing any of his anything that he's gone through, secrets and things that may have happened that may help you bring your hot sauce to market. So, John, do you have any future plans as far as any guests that you're looking at to bring on the show sometime in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, there are some in mind. You know, it's, I think I'm going to be getting a lot of requests after the show is over, hopefully. but yeah, I've got a few. I'm not going to mention any names yet. I've got a few that have already asked, and yeah, most definitely we'll get them on because I'd like. It's nice to have my side of things, but it's also nice to have somebody else's side as well, and because their experiences will probably kind of parallel mine, but nobody's life is the same. And especially if you're from a different part of the country, it's a whole different clientele. And that's the cool thing about getting people from around the country calling in and talking about their brand. They want to promote their stuff. Hey, not a problem. I'll ask you a few questions about your stuff. You know, how's it made? Where do you have a co-packer? That kind of stuff. What kind of stores you're looking into? Are you thinking about doing it in a Walmart? I would say never. But you thinking about getting into Walmart? You thinking about the big stores, small stores? What are you looking for? But I would love to have people calling in doing that kind of stuff. And I think that will grow like next few weeks and stuff like that as the show grows.
When you were on our show, you talked about a lot of your marketing has been word of mouth. Even though you give out free samples and you're at the shows, the big thing is having a good reputation and a good product and word of mouth. And, a lot of people want to get into the big stores and the Walmarts and all that. But you've been pretty successful just pushing the brand, the name, and doing it actually online and even small stores.
Absolutely, and we right now you will never see, well, as far as I know, you'll never see us in any big huge chain like a ShopRite or an AMP or a Pathmark. We don't go that route. We'd much prefer going to small mom and pop operations where you're actually talking to the person ordering it, not the person's five secretaries levels deep. You're going to be talking to some peon. I don't want that. I want to talk to the person who's going to be buying my stuff. And I mean, we don't make a million gallons of it at a time. You got your Tabascos and Franks and stuff like that out there, but we're not. Anywhere's that big, and it costs us a premium to make the stuff. So we're going to charge a bit more than let's say a Frank's or a Tabasco. So with the markup, the big stores don't want to hear that. They have very very low margins, and they want it for basically a nickel less than you paid to make it. And it's the small mom and pop stores, the gourmet stores, all that kind of stuff. Those guys are the ones that they have a decent markup on it, stuff, so they can easily afford it and make a couple of bucks on it as well. And the stores that we're in they're very, very, very all over the place. I mean, you got from health food stores to health. The stuff's my mom and dad have an antique store for the last 40 years in Maple with the Bee and Thistle. That you can actually get our entire product line in an antique store. I mean, you never know where you're going to turn up. It's great. We had a guy, Arizona Jack is his name, a few weeks back, maybe a month ago. He posted up a picture. He's in the middle of the desert. He's filling up his car. It's some out. In the middle of nowhere, gas station, and what does he see? He buys a bottle of Defcon and a bottle of Cajun stuff. How did our stuff get there? I have no idea. Somebody must have bought it, and one of our wholesalers must have sold it to him or whatever. And this guy just in the middle of nowhere. You never know where your stuff's going to turn up. It's great, but we have a couple of people that do they find stores that to put our stuff into. But I do most of the legwork myself. And we're not in millions of stores eventually, but not at the moment. But like I said, we're going to be shooting for the smaller stores because it's so much easier to deal with the person one-on-one. And we don't advertise anywhere. Well, we do no advertisement. Everything's word of mouth. And that's a sign of a good product, and for two, a trusted product. Because if somebody doesn't trust the product, they're not going to tell the next guy to buy it. And I mean, we've taken 60 something international awards or whatever since 2005 or six. We got to be doing something right. And but I mean, yeah, you're never going to see a commercial for us on TV. You're never going to see us in a newspaper or a magazine. We don't go that route. We went that route. But you pay a lot for the advertising, and you get a couple of orders. And it nowhere came close to paying $1,800 for that ad. It just that's our experience, and that's what we're going with. I'm going to have to make money and not lose it. So
right. Well, the next 2 or 3 minutes we have here left, I wanted to bring up the New York show that you recently were at. I think that was that last month, I believe?
Yes, end of last month, yep.
And that turned out to be one heck of a show, and I believe your wing sauce won the number one sauce there at the show.
It did, and that was something that was amazing. It's basically one of the big awards we've never won, and it was a Screaming Mimi Award, and I'm not quite sure how many companies were going for this thing, but that was a biggie, and we took that thing, and yeah, I didn't have a voice for a few days, just yelling and screaming, just happy, and but that all shouts out to Steve Seabury on that from High River Sauces, good stuff, great guy, awesome wife. And they put together the show. That man is a god among gods. I mean, the guy did something in the middle of New York that nobody thought he could, and he pulled it off, and he has nothing to be sad about, or did I do something wrong? No, you didn't. And wait until next year. It's going to be a lot bigger, and it's going to explode next year. Now you just watch.
Well, like you mentioned, I think you said this Saturday in Connecticut, there's the Chili Cook-Off show, the ICS, International Chili Society show. And is there any more hot sauce shows coming up after that?
We've got a few coming up. I don't have it right in front of me. Let's see what we got here. We're going to be May 10th. This is kind of a neat one. I met a lady at the Suffern, New York Farmers Market. But it's the New Paltz New York Fire Department Car Show and Barbecue on May 10th in New Paltz. You can look it up online. That should be a lot of fun. We've never did this show, so hey, I love doing new shows, because more than not, they turned out to be pretty fun. We're tentatively, I got to talk to Leslie, the owner of Bunny's Sports Bar in South Orange, to see if we can get May 17th firmed up. But right now, it's not firmed up. But I'll make an announcement what it is. After that one, there's a new one coming up. I'm kind of interested in this one, the Kempton Pepper Jam in Kempton, Pennsylvania, on May 24th and 25th. It's Memorial Day weekend. This looks like this could be big. We do a show in Bowers, Pennsylvania, every year in September, and it's one of the best shows we do all year. It's just a freaking awesome outdoor show. It's kid-friendly. There's hundreds and hundreds of vendors. It's in the middle of a park. It's gorgeous, as long as it doesn't rain. But it's a two-day event, the Kempton, K-E-M-P-T-O-N, Pepper Jam, May 24th and 25th. You might want to check it out online. We're going to be there. I know a few other companies are going to be there, not off the top of my head. But I'll be making more announcements on that on our website and on Facebook and stuff like that when the time gets quicker, when it comes up a little sooner. And we're going to be doing the Allendale and Metuchen Farmers Markets through June, July, September, August, and October on Saturdays. So that's about it.
Well, if people want to find out more about you, of course, they can go to www.defconsauces.com, and you're going to be doing this show. And hopefully we'll get some people to participate and call in. And we welcome you again to the network. We appreciate you taking time to talk about hot sauce and the hot sauce market. And it's a big one, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And I'll let you sign off, and then we'll call it the end of the show.
All right. Well, blah, 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 blah. That's all, folks. I'll catch everybody next week. Next week, I guess Tuesday, same bat time, same bat channel. And hey, we'll hash out some more stuff.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Way
Records.
Let's go.
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw. Yeah.
Fire up the Harley, now I'm off to Cali to do my thing. Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Rockin' this outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandit. It's that country hip-hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight as your dome. You're the type of kid that should've just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest is I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaw. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaw. Give me two shots. Radio, bring a jukebox. Former outlaw, bring me three shots. Three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1%, patches on the leather vest, and every outlaw box.
rocker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you.
I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots, we don't need a radio, bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots, we can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love wailing, chanting, scanning, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm a whiskey